Test 81, Section 3, Question 1. This says, Joe and Maria disagree over which one of the following. So what do they disagree about? All vampire stories are based on an absurd set of premises. So all vampire stories, absurd premises. Since, according to such stories, every victim of a vampire becomes a vampire. Okay, every victim becomes a vampire. And vampires have existed since ancient times and are immortal. Okay, vampires been around, all immortal. Vampires would by now have almost completely eliminated their prey. So, okay, so this is sort of funny because you're sort of like, okay, Joe, got it. Like, they're stories, all right? But it's saying vampire stories are an absurd set of premises because if everyone they bites turns into a vampire and vampires live forever, then everybody would be a vampire by now. Maria, in most of the vampire stories I'm familiar with, vampires turn only a few of their victims into vampires. So the rest are permanently dead. So, well, I'm saying that's not quite right, because it's disputing one of the pieces of evidence in Joe's argument. So it disputes one of the things, and that is that every victim of a vampire becomes a vampire. So that's what we get. Vampires always are depicted in vampire stories as immortal. No, vampires are always depicted in vampire stories of having existed. No, no vampire stories are incoherent. No, no vampire stories depict the vampire population being large. And E, in all vampire stories, every victim of a vampire becomes a vampire. Yes, that's what they disagree about, is whether all victims become vampires, and therefore E is our correct response.